So if we don't have time for a soak and I want to get him to stop, I'll just do a quick spritz of it.
Yeah.
And you said that lasted on the counter for 4 days or
yeah.
so. So that's good to have on hand.
Okay, so this is Rogue. So I feel bad because I do all these videos when the dogs have their needles in. Right now he has needles in. Gallbladder 20 behind the ears, that helps relax him. Bladder 23, he has gallbladder 34, right below the knee out there. And then he has all his immune gates in. Large intestine 11, elbow, oops, feet, liver 3. So let me just hone in on liver 3. Yeah, those points, it's hard to see, I know, on a white dog. But anyway, so that's why he's kind of sedated like this. But we thought we'd take this opportunity to talk about Rogue's feet. So we get the question all the time about Frenchie's having red feet. Why does my dog have red feet? So we've been working on it with Rogue quite a bit because it comes from an internal allergy. A lot of times if they rub their feet after they eat, if they rub their face after they eat or they lick their feet after they eat, that indicates a food allergy, especially when it's a back foot. So you can see here, because the reason is that sometimes dogs will lick their feet, especially the top of their feet, when it's when there's anxiety or behavioral issues. Those will be the front feet though. If they're actually licking at the back feet and especially under the feet, then it has more to do with their allergies. So right now today we're treating him for dust, but we're doing Nate. But anyway, herbally, let me just kind of hone in on his feet. So right now this is pretty good for Rogue. He's got, why they have red feet is because they're licking them.
So before we get to talking about Rogue and his specific situation with his allergies and his red feet, I just want to say that red feet can mean a lot of different things. It doesn't have to mean allergies. If the fur on the top of the feet is red, it usually just indicates the dog is licking at the feet. This can be from allergies or anxiety or even a foreign body, something stuck in the foot. So by all means, you need to do some Epsom salt soaks and shave the hair so you can see what you're doing. See if there's any pieces of wood or splinters or glass in there. There can be secondary, the red feet can be secondary to medications like zonisamide is known for that. It's a seizure medication. If the dog licks under the feet, it can also, it's more a secondary yeast infection or a biome problem, a problem with the organisms in the intestinal tract. This little dog has allergies. So you can see how red his feet had gotten. This dog has, I think, allergies and just low-grade allergies and a little anxiety. You can see mostly it's the front feet the dog's licking. Here's another closer picture of this dog's feet. Front feet are more red than the back feet. Indicates a little more probably anxiety rather than allergies for that dog who I see. This is where you start getting into other causes. This is an interdigital cyst, which I treat a lot of at the practice. And here's another picture of an interdigital cyst. So it is allergies, but it actually is a little bit worse of a problem. It's a consolidation and a secondary yeast or bacterial infection in there. So this is a Vizsla's get this condition very, very severely. This is a Vizsla with interdigital cysts. So all three of those dogs had the same problem, different allergies causing it. And our goal is to try to figure out what the food allergy or environmental. And in these situations, there are usually a couple of different causes, not just one. So it might be, you know, 6 or 7 allergies we need to work with, as well as a secondary yeast infection. In this case, there were yeast and bacteria. So we make herbal formulas for that. And we make herbal formulas to regulate the immune system. And maybe someday soon those will be available to buy for the public. We'll see. We're trying to work on that. But yeah, interdigital cysts, different than Rogue's situation. Here's Rogue's situation.
The redness, the saliva enzymes from their saliva makes the white feet red. And the other thing that can contribute besides allergies is a yeast infection. So we can have yeast as a secondary sequela to these allergies. So you can see a little bit, they're kind of a tiny bit swollen, a little bit red, but we've been using, so Rogue's person, Darlene's been using has been using half a cup of green tea, a strong green tea, right, Darlene?
Yeah, I usually double it.
Okay. And two droppers full of Oregon grapefruit tincture, and I usually recommend the Herb Farm, and it's just straight Oregon grapefruit, and there's a little bit of alcohol in there. I don't worry, it's all getting like diluted out. You can see Rogue fell asleep. And two drops of essential oil of lavender. And so we're making this little mixture, and we're soaking his feet in the mixture. We're soaking his feet in the mixture for about a minute and working the soft tissue. So we're kind of, when we have him in the water, we're just gonna work, we're gonna kind of work these feet in the soak. So the green tea soak. And then we're gonna dry it. So does that sound about right, what you guys do?
Yeah.
Anything you'd like to add? Because we do need to dry them afterwards. In the winter, they get wet, and that kind of contributes or propagates the red feet in the winter.
I think a good point you made before was, to me, was that it's not good enough just to damp or just to get the moisture off the surface. Yeah. You really want to get in there and dry it up. So I leave it on there for a little bit. If he doesn't dry enough, then I go in and even you can use a hair dryer or just make sure that you get in there and get that extra moisture out.
Yeah. And then how often are we doing that?
I let him kind of indicate. I usually do it every couple of days if he's not...
Okay,
if he's
every
just casual,
yeah.
But if he starts itching, I just make up a quick batch and soak that foot in there, and it seems to really be reducing the inflammation and redness.
That's great. And we just talked about, like, what if he licks it, you know? Are we scared if he's going to lick it? Like, we might be scared if he was on conventional soaks. We wouldn't really want him to lick, for example, an iodine soak internally. We don't want that stuff to go internally. But everything that we mentioned here is fine, you know, if they lick it. Though it doesn't work as well when they lick it. So you want to really distract them afterwards, don't you?
It takes away the urge. He doesn't lick it after that. So
nice.
That's what's been really ideal is
nice.
He kind of tends to leave it alone. Every once in a while he will lick it. So it's good to know that it's not doing harm if he does.
But, no.
Just go in and re-dry it.
Yeah. I think essential oils on dogs should not be given generally. They shouldn't be able to lick essential oils, but two drops of lavender and a half a cup of green tea and the Oregon grapefruit is totally safe. So I don't know, anything else you want to talk about with the red feet?
I also use the mixture in a spray. When you can't just brew up a cup of tea at the moment, then you can just give them a quick spray and deter that.
That's perfect. Yeah, that's great. Okay, that's a little message for Rogue and red feet.